bien qui performe. J'arrive.
Thank you everyone.
Bien, merci à tous. C'est le groupe de travail d'ALAC sur l'IDN ici à Prague. J'ai envoyé un programme plus tôt, mais avant de rentrer dans le programme, je vous propose de faire un tour de table pour que vous puissiez vous présenter et dire qui vous êtes pour l'enregistrement. Jason Polis, Salina Dalak, Salinata, Linalia Dalak, Tijali Benjema Alak. Gisela Gruber, personnel d'ICANN, Sylvia Vivanco, personnel d'ICANN, Heidi, personnel d'ICANN, Edmond Chong, liaison des LAC à IDN, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, président de LAC, Carlton Samuel, vice-président de LAC, Delis Jenning, consultant d'ICANN, Jean-Jacques Soubrena de ALAC, Henry Sullivan, personne en particulier. C'est ce qu'on veut toujours chez ALAC. Bien. Donc, commençons directement. J'ai envoyé, comme je l'ai déjà dit, un programme pour aujourd'hui.
Okay, thank you, Olivier, for reminding. There are a few people behind me hiding.
There's some people hiding indeed, yeah, but we can find you.
We wanted to be hidden, so. Marc Blanchet, Virginie.
Sarmad Hussein.
Michael Comlade.
Okay, well, welcome everyone.
Vladislav Andrushenko.
Yuri Buzko, one of the main.
And finally,
Radine McGarry. Here from TrumpZen.LA now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining. As I was mentioning, a few agenda items was sent to the mailing list for this working group earlier. Basically, there are three items, one of which is the current and our recent public comment periods and taking a look at whether this group should respond to it. The second item is the IDN GTLDs, from some of the discussions that we've had earlier this week. There was one particular question, and perhaps this, I guess it's a question to this group, whether we want to, take it on as a work item to make a statement from ALAC in supporting prioritizing IDN GTLDs in the new GTLD process. And the third one is, I guess, the main item that we want to spend some time discussing today. That is the and ALAC sort of IDN position and vision going forward. This is taken very much from the inspiration from a very good work from the Futures Challenges Working Group, which Jean-Jacques and Evan have been leading the efforts, and many others from the ALAC as well, and try to really bring together the thoughts and some of the fundamental views of the ALAC on IDNs and how it should be prioritized or how it should be viewed in the ICANN context. So those are the three agenda items. And on number three, I was hoping that people would be asking me more questions or we would have a sort of a dialogue. But Anyway, for the first one, the recent public comment periods, I guess, there were two in particular that was directly of relevance. The IDN-CCTLD review, that was the second annual IDN-CCTLD review. I personally took a look at it, and there were a number of comments that were received through that process. In terms of the ALAC, from the at large, it appeared to me that there wasn't a significant aspect except for a slowing down of interest from for the program, and also some lingering issues that seems to be somewhat stuck. I didn't see specifically that ALAC would be saying anything specific to it, so we didn't draft any or comment to it. I wonder if anyone wanted to raise that back from the dead, or is anything that we want to say about it. If not, we also had the VIP project plan that was vastly reprioritized, and we were, as in my update to the ALAC earlier in the week again, we felt encouraged by the direction currently, and we will continue. We will help the VIP extend its invitation to the around at large, and also to continue to keep an eye on the progress of the VIP. Other than that, again, I didn't feel we had an urgent need to provide any comments at this point, and therefore, in a way, I think that's progressing in a good fashion. Of course, there's still a number of issues to be resolved, and a plan is in place. So there are not much from those couple of items. I don't know, since we have Dennis here, I wonder if you might want to add before we move on.
Thank you, Edmund. Dennis Jennings here for the record. I just want to draw your attention to Project 6 in the TLD, variant TLDs program, which is examining the user experience implications of active variant TLDs and the timeline, which was presented and will be presented again at the session tomorrow at noon. There is going to be an opportunity for consultation on the study proposal and on the report that comes out of the study. And that's probably an area that at large and ALAC representing users should have a look at, because it's a key part of the project is to try and define what a good user or acceptable user experience is. The presentation isn't available for this session. I've assumed, I can probably get it up in due course, but I can assume that you were aware of it from previous presentations, or will come to it tomorrow. So let me just respond to that request. The description is, of Project 6, to study the user experience implications when two or more IDN variant TLDs are activated, have resource records in the DNS. The expected outcome are recommended rules or guidelines a TLD should operate under to provide an acceptable user experience with regard to variant TLDs, including appropriate policy or contractual provisions to make these rules effective. And in addition, creation of a useful reference for educating application developers and others affected by these changes. So that seems to me like an area that you should keep an eye on. Watch for the reports and for the public comment and input your own views on what is an acceptable user experience. So that's the only suggestion I have to make, Edmund.
Thank you, Dennis. And on that particular item, I think, as you were mentioning, it seems would be interesting to get the a group that we at ALAC, we have been looking at the registrant Bill of Rights. I forgot the right term. Rights and responsibilities part, which might be somewhat relevant to this as well. You, Dennis, you did mention that this is a sort of the outcome of which would direct what the registry sort of contract or some compliance possibilities might be. There might also be some, should I use trickle down, but some provisions on the registrar side and also some provisions on the registrant side. So for us, perhaps the registrant side. I'll let Sala speak first and then go back to Dennis.
Salneta Temanikoyomoro for the transcript records. I think the Bill of Rights, just to correct, I think ALAC released a previous statement and we sort of quoted certain international legal instruments which are binding on nation states in relation to multilingualism that are facilitated primarily by UNESCO and that sort of thing, and not only by UNESCO, but actually mandated by governments and their relevant legislations across the world in terms of, this is from a public user interest perspective. Thank you.
Thank you. Dennis, and then we have a comment from the Adobe room.
It's a very interesting reference which you might provide to us. I think it's particularly relevant to ID invariant CCTLDs, which would be representing states or countries in some way. I don't mean to have it make any political statement about that. What their applicability might be to GTLDs is an interesting question. We'd certainly like to know about that material as input to the project. So thank you for that reference. If you could provide it to us, that'd be very useful.
Okay. The comment is specific on number two on the agenda item. So I'll come back to that. So before that, we're still on number one, which is the current or recent public comment periods, whether this group would want to respond to. So those were the IDNCCTLD review and the VIP project plan. I think there is some follow-up work on the VIP project plan as well, but I don't see any immediate sort of work item for the working group at this point. So unless somebody thinks we... Okay, Sala?
Just in terms of a suggested action item? If we could put out a quick survey where we construct questions for the different RALOs to extract pertinent information in relation to what's on the ground in the countries where ALS has presence in relation to the legislative instruments in that particular area that's relevant.
Can you elaborate on that? So what exactly are we asking ALS's? What should we be asking ALS as well? Is this response in response to what Dennis is mentioning and as a input into the Project 6?
Yes. There's one where we, remember the statement that, Salneta Monica Moreau for the transcript records. There's a statement that we've developed already where we've made the references to the international legal instruments that we can give to Dennis. And the second one is where we specifically articulate the legislative provisions from the countries where ALS has presence in and give it to Dennis. Thank you.
Thank you, Sala. I do remember that. Two things. One is, do I hear that we have a volunteer to help draft something? Thank you, Sala. This is Edmund speaking again. Sorry, I keep forgetting to do that. Edmund Chung speaking. And the other part is that while a general sort of a reach and then to collect that information is very good, one of the things that perhaps if we wanted to make it an input into the VIP project, perhaps it's important to focus on whether there are variant, IDN variant specific issues. So, you know, there's the general IDN, the importance of IDNs, and you know that part, which I think it's valuable to solicit from ALSs, and especially on the legislature or requirements, different jurisdictions. But if we can also have a component of that focus on whether there are IDN whether there may be variant issues within. Within those languages used in those jurisdictions, that might be even more useful as a direct input into the VIP. Does that make sense? Good. Dennis?
Dennis Jennings again, for the record. Yes, I was going to make that point, that the project, of course, the program that we're working on is related to variants, not just IDNs generally. If there are no variants, there's no issue as far as we're concerned. Just to draw to your attention that in the second half of the session tomorrow at noon, probably from about 1 o'clock for half an hour, there will be a detailed discussion on the study proposal on user experience. So if you're interested in that, then not only come to the session, but stay on for the 1 to 1.30 discussion on user experience. That's where we are consulting people in relation to the user experience study. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Edmund here. I hope that's not the only consultation you're doing, but I'm sure it won't be. So with that, those are the two items from number one. And then the next question is sort of, are there other relevant public comment periods ongoing? I sort of scanned through the list that is current. One of which seemed to have come up, and that is the WHOIS review. I know that we already have a team that's a group that's looking into that and providing comments. I did see that in the WHOIS review one, there's a big section on internationalized domain names and relevant there. You know, in the WHOIS review, the question is whether this group should take a closer look at it and and see how we could integrate the comments into the larger response. I wonder what the status is with the with whether there is an ALAC response on the WHOIS review already sent in, and where we are with that, and how the IDN portion of which might work. And that, we're just talking about the WHOIS review that is out for public comments. I noticed that there's a big section on IDNs. We were wondering if this group could help add to it. Is that already covered in the WHOIS review team?
This is Carlton Sammers of the record. Edmund, to answer your question directly, surely further and better particulars are always good in this context. What the WHOIS review team said, and which we endorsed, is that all of the ideas about WHOIS in the existing GTLD space translates into the IDN space. So they are working on an internationalized WHOIS program that is intended to produce the same effect as is in the existing, what do you call it, Arabic or Latin script space. That's one thing. They are also endorsing the development of a new, what they call a directory service. This is the same thing. And there again, they were emphatic to say that they're endorsing that to the extent that it addresses the IDN space as well. So for this group, what would be important is to ensure that the WHOIS data set because of the issues with variants and so on. Whatever the WHOIS data set that is finally developed and adopted should make sure that the concerns you have with variants and so on that could be material to what is actually displayed. We need to make sure that those concerns are reflected in whatever comments we make about this new protocol stack. Okay?
Thank you, Carlton. Edmund here again. From a brief look at the current review team report, I don't know how familiar of the people from the working group is with that document, but from my first read at it, it seems like it already covers a fairly extensively about the IDN and those issues. Because this is a review team report, it doesn't have any specific recommendations at this point. And it seems to me, besides saying, yes, we agree that this, you know, IDNs are very important and internationalized data for the WHOIS or whatever directory services would be very important, besides that, it didn't occur to me that we needed to add anything more to that at this point. So, unless...
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just asking you to keep it on the radar because they were emphatic, for example, about the accuracy. And they were actually made a point of suggesting that in IDN space, WHOIS accuracy was even more important. So they have embraced the concept of WHOIS to cover whether it's Latin script or non-Latin scripts. It should have the same effect. And what I'm saying to you is, while there's a full embrace of that, because of the issues that I am hearing, and I'm only becoming familiar with them now, about the variants and so on, it might be useful for you who are experts in this area. Just keep a listening ear and keep an eye on it.
Thank you, Carlton. And for just as a very quick, this is Edmund Chung speaking. As a very quick overview, how IDN plays into or internationalized data plays into WHOIS, and why Carlton was mentioning that it has some relevance with WHOIS accuracy. It's because there are a lot of situations where the registrant may be living in an area where he or she would like to use the address in their own language, and for example, with accented characters, for example, with different languages. And currently, the WHOIS doesn't quite allow that, or doesn't allow it in a consistent manner. Therefore, it creates situations where the accuracy of the WHOIS data may be worse, if I may use that word, than in an ASCII area. Because I couldn't, I'm living in France and I happen to use sort of certain accented characters and they cannot be reflected currently in the WHOIS for that street name or place name. And that creates certain accuracy issues. In terms of the IDN portion, there's, of course, the variant part, whether that's included in the WHOIS as well, and some other elements, the domain itself being able to be reflected consistently in the WHOIS. That is what is being asked. What is being asked by the WHOIS Pulsar Review team for ICANN to work on at this point. So, yes, we will definitely keep an eye on it. At this point, as I mentioned, I think they have provided a fairly good scope already, and I think we just, we'll keep an eye on it, and if it requires us put in anything, we will for sure. Yeah. Thank you, Carlton. Okay, so with that, That was the only thing that I saw in the public comment period that is somewhat relevant to IDNs. If I don't see anyone jumping up that says others are we should look at. Then I'll move to number two in the item. And this is one thing that was brought up in the earlier meetings, which is in the new GTLD program, we all know that the digital archery has been stopped, and a new way to batch things or might be coming. But one of the things that we talked about is whether the ALAC should develop a statement in support of prioritizing the processing of IDN GTLD applications. So rather than me talking, I was hoping if anyone has any comments or thoughts on it. No? Rinalia?
Rinalia Abdurrahim for the transcript record. I think that the ALAC should come up with a statement for the processing to prioritize IDNs. Because in the ALAC community, I think we have to represent the interest of the global internet users. And in a previous session before, it was said that there were three things that we should look at. One is IDN, the other one was community, and the other one was geographical names. And given all the considerations, I think IDN should be prioritized. And I think in a conversation with a board member of a technical capacity, just now during lunchtime, it's not a technical issue, it's a policy issue. So in that regard, I think we should just go ahead and do it.
Thank you, Rinalia. I have Sala and then Siva.
Salnieta Tamanikomoro for the transcript records. I echo what Rinalia just said. I believe it's a coordinated and cohesive view of the at-large community that the IDN jumps the queue, the GDLD. IDN-GDLD jumps the queue in this regard, especially in relation to the rate limits or whatever that new process is called.
Rate limit? This is the first time I heard about it. But this is Edmund Chung speaking. I understand that there is a root scaling requirement that limits the number of TLDs we can add at a within a particular time, and therefore requires a sort of scheduled insertion into the root. I have Siva, and then I go to Eric's comment on the virtual room, and then Rinalia, and then Dennis.
I actually have a technical question, Siva Subramaniam. When an IDN TLD is delegated, and when an ASCII and at the same time an ASCII TLD is also delegated, does it for any reason take a little longer for the IDN TLD to be implemented? That is the technical question. And another question is a commercial question. When an IDN TLD goes to market and when an ASCII TLD goes to market, because of the newness of the IDN concept, does it take a little longer for the IDN TLD to mature in the marketplace? If in both the cases the answer is yes, and it takes a little longer for the IDN TLD to be implemented, maybe even to that extent, the advantage be given to IDN TLDs at the application stage so that there is a certain degree of priority for what it takes longer.
Thank you, Siva. Edmund Chung here again. I think what you pointed out is interesting. I'm not sure whether it will take longer for IDNs. I don't think I'm in a position to answer that. But what I do take from what you're saying is that even though or even if the IDN applications might take longer, that might give us even more reason to process them earlier and provide priority for them to be processed earlier in the queue, if you will. So, and sorry, hi. Just going to the Eric's comment on online. Um, So, Matt, if you can help find it, and then we'll come back to that. If there isn't, then let me know. I had Rinalia and then Dennis. Okay, Dennis.
Thank you, Edmund. Dennis Jennings for the record. Just a comment. I mean, everybody is special pleading at this stage. You know, me first. So if you are going to make such a submission, then I think you should consider the rationale and the justification and document it. So, for example, since application support for IDNs is weak at best, and this is a GTLD, not a CCTLD, and therefore for all users, perhaps an argument is that priority should be given to GTLDs in order to develop experience and promote application development that will be able to cope for with IDNs. This has nothing to do with variants. This is just to do with IDNs. But my general point is not to put words in anybody's mouth, but to say everybody is saying me first. So if you want to distinguish yourself from that crowd, you need to justify your particular me first.
It's Edmund Chung, and we're saying we, not me. Do we have the question from... sorry. No, we didn't. Okay, so we're... Okay, so I'll go to Jean-Jacques first, and then I'll come back.
Thank you, Edmund. This is Jean-Jacques Subrena speaking. I'd like to take up Dennis's remark and contribute also to the rationale. I think I agree with Dennis that we have to provide some rationale for suggesting to put IDNs first. In addition to what Dennis said, I would say that we can also use a general remark about availability, demand, and offer. In other words, part of the new GTLD thing is driven really by business opportunity, in other words, by offer. And I think that IDNs sometimes distinguish themselves from the general case because they represent more of a demand from the base, from potential users who are not organized in the same way, who do not have hundreds of thousands of monetary units, whatever they are, to publicize, to attract business, and to, how should I say, invent a need for new GTLDs, sometimes where they do not really exist as a necessity. So for that reason, too, I think we should underline the necessity to give a fair chance and therefore a priority to base demand or for fundamental demand.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Edmund Chung here again. That's one of the things that in the third item that I wanted to raise in terms of the ALAC's vision and a lot of we see is that the new GTLD process is very market driven. And some of these, the need for IDN, unfortunately, I believe there is a strong demand, the demand itself is not from the registrant and registries, and that's one of the reasons or problems that is facing, and that's why just by using market forces or, you know, letting a free market run would not address these kind of needs, and there is exactly where policy needs to come into play. Did we find the... Okay, Matt.
So there's actually three. The first one is a comment from Andy G. Andy G writes, "Non-Latin script users have been disadvantaged for way too long. It's time to pressure ICANN to push some IDN GTLDs through." The second is from Squirrel. Squirrel writes, "Edmund, what is the state of single character CJK TLD? I'm sorry if this has been discussed, but just let me know and I'll read the transcript if it's already been discussed."
Thank you. The first was from, sorry, I didn't catch.
Andy G.
Andy G. Thank you for the response. I think the room generally agrees. The second comment, from Squirrel. And at least on this particular working group meeting, we haven't talked about single character IDN TLDs. That is being discussed at the JIG, the Joint IDM Working Group between the GNSO and CCNSO. If I can take a few seconds to summarize that, that has been a report has been given to the board. There is a report from the SSAC identifying some issues around it. Personally, I find the SSAC report contradicting itself quite in a couple of places at least, but there isn't really a forum to discuss that at the moment. My question back to Squirrel maybe is, are you suggesting that this group do further work on it?
And our two remaining questions from the remote participants both come from Eric Bruner-Williams. His first question states, I suggest that if ALAC wishes to make a public policy-based recommendation relating to IDNs and the current set of applications, that there is a difference between applications by 2000 round, namespace operators for brand promotion in scripts other than Latin, and applications by linguistic communities.
This is Edmund Chung again. Thank you, Eric. If I understood the second question, the particular item that we're talking about is what was brought up earlier this week, which is to prioritize IDN GTLD applications. From what I recall, for both the 2000 and the 2004 rounds, there were no IDN applications per se, except for from the .Asia application, where inside of which it did explicitly say that it would like to work with ICANN to have the IDN versions of .Asia included. But other than that, I just want to make sure. I guess the question back to Eric is I didn't quite get the question, and please, this particular discussion is focused on whether we want to have a statement from the ALAC for prioritizing IDN GTLD applications. So.
His follow-up, or his additional question is, or it's actually a statement. Additionally, if use and stability of end-user expectations and experience that the existing HanScript namespaces for which CNNIC and CONAC have submitted applications, these two may be distinguished from applications from legacy and 2000-round namespace operators seeking to expand their brand in scripts other than Latin.
This is Edmund. I'm going to need somebody to help me with that because I didn't quite understand. I have Dennis and I have
Hi, it's Jason Pollis. I think what Eric's asking is, should we differentiate our support for IDN TLDs between commercial and community applicants?
That's a good question. Does anyone have? Well, before I add to that, I wanted to just state this. The reason why I'm not adding anything to this, I wanted to state it out, is I do have a conflict of interest because I am helping a few IDN new GTLD applications, so I'm not wishing to add a lot, but I'm happy to facilitate the discussion here. I have Sala.
Sala Nieta, Tamaniko Emoro for the transcripts. It's a difficult one, and one which I would suggest that we tread carefully. Is on one hand, there's a need for capacity building, as Dennis had alluded to in relation to the IDN GTLDs. And on the other hand, if you have like a whole bunch of commercial, commercial versus community-based applications, one could argue that they're one and the same and there's no distinction. So there are many ways of looking at it, that there's no distinction. the fact that it's multilingual anyway, and that sort of thing. And on the other hand, if push comes to shove, and again, this is just my own opinion and not the opinion of ALEC or at large, it's not tested, but I suppose consultations would have to be done with our members. Thank you.
Before I go to Siva, I just want to respond to, I think I finally realized what Eric is asking. He is asking whether it is we should distinguish between IDN GTLDs that purport to be an equivalent of existing GTLDs like .com or .net or .info, and whether we should do that. Distinguish between all new GTLDs, IDN applications, or you know these special ones, and whether we should do that. I had Dennis and then Siva.
Just a little Dennis here. Just some caution. I hear the sound of axes being ground, and it's not at all clear to me, as has been said, that there is any distinguishing merit in terms of promoting use of IDNs between commercial ones and community ones. But if you think there is a distinction, then do make that distinction in your justification.
Siva, you wanted to...
Okay, I think of a different rationale for... grouping it all together. So it would make, there'll be value in considering all applications together and implement them together for technical reasons, because still, even for ICANN, IDNs are new. And even after the TLD is delegated and the registries start implementing it, if they have some problem, they'll have to come back to ICANN. And it's better that as a single batch, the whole problems that are common or arise at the same time and solved at the same time. And that is the value that I see in implementing all IDNs together and considering them together, irrespective of whether they're commercial or non-commercial or community-based TLDs.
Thank you. If I may, seeing no other hands, I guess I can generally summarize that there is some consensus that this group would like to put together a statement that suggests a prioritization of IDN new GTLDs. The question, perhaps, there are some details to be worked out in the exact message and whether we would want to distinguish between different groups, and that would require a little bit more discussion. Okay, we have two comments. Before I go to those two comments, I was hoping that we could find at least somebody who would be willing to volunteer to gather that and put it into a draft statement. Looking
around.
Good thing nobody's running yet, but the deadline, I don't think there is a hard deadline at this time. There's no public comment period at this time, but the ICANN has said that they're committed to starting the evaluation process by July 12th. So perhaps we can use that as a, or July 11th as our target date for the time being.
Salah and I volunteer to do a draft.
Perfect. That is great. So then there are a couple of comments on this item from the virtual room as well. Matt, are you or Matt? Have you?
The first comment comes from Andy G. Andy says the IDN subset of the total applicants is a handy smaller number of applications to put through first in order to test the rest of the new GTLD system. me try that again a little bit more slowly. The first comment that we have comes from Andy G. This is Matt Astriani for the transcript record as well. The IDN subset of the total applicants is a handy smaller number of applications to put through first in order to test the rest of the new GTLD system.
Thank you, Andy. There was another comment as well.
Correct. The other comment states, this is a comment for Edmund and Dennis. There should not be a distinction between commercial and community IDN TLDs simply because registrants don't make this distinction.
Thank you. This is Edmund again. And I think Rinalia and Sala has taken those notes down. And now I go to Ivan to share with us a statement that is being prepared for the public comment, public forum.
Hi there. This is Evan Leibovich for the record. Holly Raish and I have been working on a couple of comments to be read out to the public forum. One is relevant to what we're doing here. I'd like to read it to you and get some comments back if there's any royal problem with it. The at-large community notes with concern the tribulations of ICANN regarding the safe processing of hundreds of GTLD applications. Generally, there is not much interest by the end-user community in how the many hundreds of applications are prioritized, with two exceptions. We note the small number of IDN and top-level domains and request that those without variant-related issues be placed at the top of whatever queuing mechanism is eventually chosen. Having more IDNs to us is a critical improvement to the namespace that needs to happen as soon as possible. The next part isn't directly related, but would also say that we'd ask to have applicant support qualified applications also put to the top of the list. Anyway, that's a statement that we're hoping to make. Is there any disagreement with that at this table?
Thank you, Evan.
Sorry, Rinalia? Evan, this is Rinalia. Just a request that you just email me the excerpt.
Actually, this will be widely spread around, and it'll be brought up. There'll be ALAC meetings between now and the public forum where this will be brought up.
Here?
Thank you. Thank you, Evan and Rinalia. Edmund Chung here again. On the particular statement, I do have one particular comment. I picked out the except for the ones with IDN variant. One, I wonder why it needs to be in there. We are talking about the evaluation process at this point and not the delegation, but we'll take this offline, I guess. We'll have some. I have.
Sorry, the only quick answer to that was the thought that the ones without variant issues are ones that could be processed immediately and therefore could easily go to the top of the queue.
I have Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Evan. This is Jean-Jacques Subrenard. I go along with that suggestion. Perhaps the wording can be changed a bit, but I go along with it. I would like, however, to suggest that we add in that statement the elements of background or rationale which were proposed first by Dennis and a small piece by myself afterwards. Because I think it reinforces the message when you give the rationale. There is some rationale already, or otherwise I haven't heard it, but the thing about, I don't have it in my mind, but the record has it, what Dennis said and what I said.
I'll be happy to do it as I'm not in a situation where I'm near the back of the queue and we're rushed by the chair. If we have the ability to do so, adding a preamble to this certainly makes sense.
Thank you, Evan. So I think we're running short in time at this point, but we do have a pretty good way forward, I guess. Rinalia and Sala will help us draft something together, and taking into the suggestions that we've collected so far. So I have a countdown clock. Looks like the public forum. So I have two minutes left, of course we run out of time on the third item, which I've always wanted to get us going on, which is the ALAC's sort of a more overarching vision and position on IDNs. But I guess instead of doing that at this point, I'll highlight a few things, one of which is the, as Jean-Jacques mentioned, that a lot of the times the IDN TLDs, we don't see a lot of applications. That's because currently the GTLD process is very much market-driven, and perhaps that market is about registrants. Currently, we do see that there are not a lot of IDN registrants, but that doesn't mean they are the users. They are not the only users. There are many users who are internet users typing in domain names that would like to use IDNs, and that demand is not being met because IDNs are not bought and sold by the registrants. That particular market has not created enough. And then one of the basic premise from the I hope to promote from the ALAC position. And of course, building on top of that, some other elements as well. So. We don't really have much time, but Salah, you wanted to add, but please do. We have 30 seconds left.
Thank you. Salnia to Tamani Kamara for the transcripts. Yes. Very quickly, competition regulatory mechanisms all across the world recognize that where you have certain stakeholders that are marginalized that you're trying to help build, I'd just like to reiterate what you said, that there is affirmative action in that regard. So, and in the interest of global public, consumers worldwide, particularly global public interest, it's necessary that affirmative action takes place. And I'd just like to reiterate the importance of ALAC, pushing that consistently through the various forums. Thank you.
Thank you, Zala. And I guess the main point is that just because we see not a lot of IDN GTLD applications doesn't mean that there is no need for it to be developed further. I guess that's the bottom line. So with that, I have 2 hours left suddenly? No. I can go on forever, as all of you know. Sure, Siva.
I participated in this meeting and said something, joined the discussions.
Sorry, Siva, for the record, your name, please.
Okay. I'm Siva Subramaniam. For the record, I have a conflict of interest on this topic, and I believe that my conflict has not matured enough that I make a public announcement, but otherwise that conflict of interest is known to everyone here, which is why I did not state it. I'm a new GTLD applicant, and the string that I've applied for happens to be .idn. Thank you.
Thank you, Ziva. And with that, thank you, everyone, for joining. This is Edmund for the transcript record. And goodbye. Thank you.